This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Tragedy in Iraq. They found the blackened skull of a woman who was a patient in a hospital coronavirus ward this morning. One of 64 people killed in a fire in the hospital in Iraq. 100 others injured. The local health director is being arrested. An investigation's underway. Here in the U.S., the FDA is adding a warning to the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine about a possible very rare reaction. The AP's Sagar Magani has this.
Nearly 13 million Americans have been given the one-dose vaccine. The CDC says it has reports of 100 people developing Guillain-Barré syndrome. That's an immune system disorder that can cause muscle weakness and occasionally paralysis. The CDC will ask its outside experts to review the issue. The government says the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines have shown no risk of the disorder. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Democrats in the Texas legislature have fled to Washington to keep Republicans from having enough lawmakers in the Texas State House to vote on a bill that the Democrats say restricts voting. Republican Governor Greg Abbott is threatening to have them arrested when they return, but Democratic lawmaker Chris Turner says this is a fight for democracy.
More than 50 Democratic members of the Texas House left Austin and left Texas. Not because we want to. It breaks our heart that we have to do it.
He talked to WJLA-TV. The wildfires that have forced thousands of people to evacuate are now burning across 10 states in the West, from Wyoming to Alaska. In Northern California, where they've been battling the big Beckwith fire for days, fire spokesman Jake Cagle says,
the Beckwith complex is currently 91,200 acres with 26% containment.
This is AP News. Google's been hit with a heavy fine in France. Here's our Charles de Ledesma.
France's competition regulator has fined Google $592 million over a dispute with French publishers who want the company to pay for the use of their news. The regulator has also threatened fines of another $1 million per day if Google doesn't produce proposals within 2 months on how it will compensate news producers. Google says it's disappointed and on the verge of reaching an agreement with the publishers. The dispute with French publishers is part of a larger effort by the EU to force Google and other tech companies to compensate publishers for content. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An 18-year-old in Connecticut's been charged with computer crimes after police say he hacked into a database and put a quote from Hitler into a high school yearbook. He was a student at the high school. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.